On this Tuesday that is between the recent CLC anniversary service and the upcoming festival of Pentecost, we hear today the Lord's promise of the Spirit in John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Most of you, certainly the high school students with us, have just had the first exam of finals week. English, I believe. How did that go? How did it compare to the last final you took on that subject? Can we remember back to December 2009? What content was covered on the same exam? Can we recall any of those details? Do we expect to remember anything that we studied for finals week next year? Sadly, and we know this from personal experience, information, true, important information, has a way of escaping us. There's a saying that applies: use it or lose it. I suppose it would be nice if there was a math or science fulfillment of what Jesus promised in John 14. Well, that promise of the Spirit teaching you all things will not cover geometry or physics, Spanish or Brit Lit. But it will cover religion 12, symbolics, Old Testament exegesis, and the like. It does cover anything derived from and connected to what we learn in the Old and New Testaments, which you realize is the Savior's voice of truth to all of us, teaching all things we need to know for our Christian faith and Christian life in this world. Was there a true-false section on this morning's exam? Perhaps we'll have a few more of those this week. If nothing else, even if you're done with school in a few days, done for good, you all will face throughout your lifetime numerous true-false questions. I'm talking about the religious kind. For example, there's a claim that Christ will come back one day and rule on earth visibly in Palestine for 1,000 years. True or false? What about the Baptist claim that Christians should not baptize babies? True or false? How do we know it's false? Our Savior does not leave it up to guesswork or you and me having a good memory of what our pastors and professors taught us. No, we get direct help from heaven. It comes, first of all, in the form of the Bible, His verbally inspired word that is sufficiently clear, as bright as light when it comes to every doctrine, and perfectly accurate in every passage. And secondly, we also get this much-needed help of the Spirit working in the heart, teaching us what this or that passage means, what specific truth each one presents, and on that basis, giving us a reliable way to identify every error that comes along, every falsehood that contradicts. On Sunday, May 16th, we gather together to celebrate 50 years of God's grace and truth given to us as an Orthodox Lutheran church body, the CLC, as we've come to know it, as it was named. Toward the end of Pastor Nauman's sermon, we were invited to look ahead and consider whether we will be cheerfully stubborn, as he put it, 50 years from now. Cheerfully stubborn. Let's make that personal. Will your church, years from now, still be faithful to all the truth of God's Word? Will you, each of you, be personally faithful to all that the Bible says? Only time will tell, of course. But two things remain certain, whether it's 1960 or 2010 or 2060. Two things remain certain. If we individually or as a group stray into error, let go of the truth, then we would have only ourselves to blame. It would certainly not be the Bible's fault if that were to happen to us. On the other hand, if we find ourselves years later still holding to the truth, well, that would be entirely God's doing. His continued gift of grace to us all, His powerful light still making an impact on a heart that is prone to go astray, as well as that Spirit's help teaching us all things as Jesus promised. Please understand what it will take for you individually and all of us as a group to remain faithful to the truth. Do we have any shortcuts here? Can we leave it up to the pastors and professors to specialize in these areas, study these things, sort them out one by one, and make the right decision at convention, trusting them to get it right? That is not the Bible's plan for us. To you, you who believe in Jesus, it says, test the spirits, 1 John 4. To Christians getting together for fellowship, 1 Corinthians 1 says, speak the same thing, all of you. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Far too often, a church member who's paid attention during confirmation class and can still identify all or most of the doctrines he learned is only able to say about those doctrines, or at least some of them, my church teaches, my pastor says, the CLC believes. He's not able to say, at least about this or that doctrine, the Bible says. That's a problem, isn't it? That's not enough to know whether the doctrine in question is true or false. We need always to tie it to the answer key of God's Word. We need to know how this doctrine is tied correctly to that passage or passages. That's an endeavor, by the way, that will require constant studying, learning and relearning, well beyond religion class, well beyond graduation. I've heard at least one church, I want to say it's more, one of them is the Missouri Synod, come up with a slogan recently. They say, it's all about Jesus, which maybe sounds good. But what they mean is, don't worry about the other doctrines. Focus only on the gospel, Jesus. What they fail to realize is that the other doctrines, as they put it, like creation or infant baptism or church fellowship, is truly about Jesus, one way or another. It's the same Jesus who cared so much about us, paid so dearly for us, winning forgiveness and salvation, and then delivering those blessings to you and me through the gospel. Ah, but we have that enemy around, that liar, Satan, who doesn't want you to know the gospel. So he brings along many, many false teachings to cloud the issue, poison the water supply. Your Savior won't stand for that, though. He has a plan of protection, an alarm system. That's why He gives you certain warnings, certain commands. Beware of false prophets. He says that to keep you safe inside the gospel. Notice those causing divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine you learned, and avoid them. You should draw a line from Romans 16:17 to John 3:16. The one preserves the other. And so our Savior has given not only warnings and directions, but also the help of the Spirit, who will come to us in the name of our ascended Lord to teach us all things, to bring to our remembrance what Jesus said in His life-saving word. Amen. Let us close today singing the first two stanzas of hymn 224, the first two stanzas.